all the things that I normally see, the ordinary distortions that I normally see, the Buddha said, exaggerations of the deluded mind. They're like clouds. If the clouds clear, like today in the UK, believe it or not, the sun is shining and the sky's blue, because the clouds are gone. Naturally it comes, the sun shines. If we can remove from our mind these distorted perceptions that are generated from delusions, we will see clearly and we will see purely, and what we will see will be pure beings. Because the real nature of every living being is pure. And the real nature of every living being is to bestow kindness on others. So let's just, for the time being, think this. All living beings are my mothers. I haven't got there yet. And all living beings are by nature kind. They are paradigms, because my mother is a paradigm of kindness. All living beings are paradigms of kindness. All living beings are givers of kindness. Imagine if you, whenever you thought about anybody, any living being, that's what you thought, that's what came to mind, just that. None of these ordinary distortions that we normally experience, but just that, you just thought, how wonderful, this person by nature is pure. And their function is to give kindness, to bestow kindness. So we know, if we can do that even just with one person, to see someone in the aspect of kindness, naturally our heart warms towards them. Wouldn't you say? If you just see the kindness in others, your heart will warm towards them, and you will feel close to them, and you will be happy. Thinking about them or seeing them makes your mind happy. Do you agree with that? Please don't accept anything I'm saying on just because I'm saying it. Check it out after the session. Discuss this with your friends. If I see somebody in the aspect of kindness, it will warm my heart. I will feel close to them, and I will feel happy. Do you think that will come? This is what Buddha teaches. This is our experience. We do this meditation, seeing everybody in the aspect of kindness. That's what happens. We call this mind affectionate love. When from your heart you feel warmth, you feel close, you feel happy, these three, with respect to another person, we could say you have affectionate love for that person. Now, of course, it's very easy to confuse affectionate love with attachment, and we'll look at that a little bit later, but Buddha is not teaching us to develop attachment for all living beings. He's teaching us to develop this special feeling of, and so here comes a key phrase, the special feeling of being close to, a warm heart, being close to, and happy to all living beings equally. This affectionate love. This is what we try to accomplish. This is called equanimity, this mind. So the key phrase here is towards all living beings equally. It's not like there's just a few living beings who are special to me and I like them or I love them. And some people I don't like at all, I dislike them, and everyone else, I don't have any thoughts or feelings for them one way or the other. In Buddhist teachings, Buddha said, friends, enemies, strangers. Desirous attachment, we have desirous attachment, they become our friends. We have hatred, they become our enemies. We don't have strong attachment or hatred, they're just strangers. Well, no feelings one way or another for them. They're just statistics. This is about as unbalanced as we can get, as unhealthy and as unrealistic as we can get. And we must understand that all of those three, friend, in this sense of friend, a friend arisen from attachment, enemy, stranger, do not exist. Buddha said, they all arise from ignorance. They all arise from our deluded minds. They're projections. When we develop a mind of equanimity, which is the very foundation, it's the basis, it's the field in which all of the Mahayana experiences grow. Everything we want to develop to fulfill our wish to become enlightened, cherishing others, cherishing love, compassion, bodhicitta, all of these grow in the field of equanimity, affectionate love. Okay, so it's called equanimity because we have this feeling of pure love towards all living beings equally. Are you getting it? A feeling of pure love towards all living beings equally. Can you feel that in your heart? A feeling, maybe close your eyes for a moment. Imagine having this feeling in your heart. Feeling with respect to all living beings. Feeling a warm heart. Feeling close to them. Feeling happy to all living beings equally. Can you imagine that mind? Can you imagine that feeling at your heart? Feeling close, feeling warm, warm-hearted, feeling happy whenever you think about or whenever you meet or encounter other living beings, equally, without exception.